5.5 million gallons of petroleum destined for American units in Thailand was stolen in 1967 alone. The Navy had sole responsibility for gasoline and lubricants delivered to the area, and a Navy source says now it has been turned over to the Army. Today is the opening of the 91st Congress, and the spotlight will be on the tight race for Senate Democratic Whip, post now held by Russell Long of Louisiana. Senator Edward Kennedy is battling for the spot with liberal and moderate support, and although Long claims he's going to win, Kennedy's people figure the youthful Massachusetts senator has it sewn up. The poll taken last night indicates it could go either way. Unless a settlement is reached today, 60,000 oil workers will walk off their jobs at midnight. A strike by the oil, chemical, and atomic workers over 435 oil company contracts was set for New Year's Eve, but it was postponed when it seemed a break was in sight. Union officials said they would call the strike tonight following fruitless bargaining sessions yesterday. Cloudy with rain today and early tonight, with rain ending early tonight, clearing and much colder late tonight. For tomorrow, fair and cold. Today's high expected near 45. Tonight's low near 20 degrees, and tomorrow's high near 30. Presently in the capital city, winds are from the northwest at 4 miles an hour. Barometer on the rise from 30.14. With drizzle and fog in the capital city, cloudy skies, we have 41 street-level degrees. This week's winner of the 1090 News Tip Award is Margaret Gibbs of North Little Rock. This is Mike McCormick with Communications Exchange News, an information service of the Lynn Broadcasting Corporation.
Good morning to you, son. There's one called Love Child, Diana Ross and the Supremes on the Charlie King TGIF Good Morning Program. 21 now before 7 a.m. the time.
Now, at all three Wallach stores,
now Wallach shares the profits with you.
Shop the sale of incredible savings on Zenith, RCA, and Sylvania TV and stereo.
Nords and Gibson refrigerators, freezers, and air conditioners.
Incredible savings on washers, dryers, and KitchenAid dishwashers.
Any extra profit now will mean paying extra taxes.
Freddie Wallach would rather share the profits with his customers.
But the sale ends this Saturday at 6 p.m., so shop now.
Hundreds of items are selling below cost. Hundreds have special sale tags.
The tag means the price is reduced to the point that Wallach makes no net profit.
If you can buy the same thing for less, Wallach will refund your money.
These are guaranteed lowest prices in Wallach's 16-year history.
Regular prices go back on all merchandise after the sale.
Buy with no money down and terms to suit you.
Get color TV at profit-sharing prices now at Wallach's.
Open 9 till 9 Monday through Friday, 9 till 6 on Saturday.
Remember, this Saturday is the last day of the sale at Wallach's.
5003 Azure in Little Rock, 22nd and Pike, North Little Rock.
And the newest Wallach location, Mississippi and Highway 10.
If it's not from Wallach's, you paid too much.
Oh, yeah. 20 until 7 o'clock now. Comex News again at 7 this morning from 10-9 already. OKAAY, here's Bob Goldsboro, leaving the straight life behind.
Sometimes I imagine my...
From 10-9 already, OKAAY. Good morning to you on the Charlie King Friday morning affair. We got cloudy skies, light rain, 44 degrees, and a great weekend just around the corner. Don't forget to be on the lookout now this morning on your way to work for that KAAY Mobile Money Cruiser. We gave away $100 yesterday. You could get yours today, okay? Here's Andy Kim now, Rainbow Ride. The sound of Andy Kim this morning, Rainbow Ride, 6:45. Good morning to you. Comex News again at 7 a.m.
Hollywood Hotline, Jimmy Fiddler reporting for the Charlie King program.
I have been aware that Chuck Connors and his wife have taken a great liking to London, but the news that they plan to spend part of every year there comes as a surprise. Chuck has just purchased an apartment house in London, and he has reserved the penthouse for himself. He will be there for about 3 months this time, working on the picture Captain Nemo and the Floating City. Then he will fly back here for the Canyon Country Club Golf Tournament, which is for his favorite charity, the Angel View Crippled Children's Foundation. Connors is thinking of instituting a tournament in London for the same cause. Mia Farrow and composer Jim Webb seem to be hitting it off very well. They've been having quite a few dates together. While Buddy Greco is resting in Acapulco, Mexico, his estranged wife, Danny Crane, is resting in Nassau. They will get together in Reno later. Jimmy Fiddler in Hollywood reporting. So long for now.
Here's where they used to make him, huh? Bob Darin sings now, Beyond the Sea.
Somewhere beyond the sea.
Yeah, Bob Darin, Beyond the Sea from 10.90. Good morning to you on the Charlie King program, 11 until 7 a.m. right now.
Now there's a pair of one-eyed Jacks. The winning pair in pleasurable eating. The second one-eyed Jacks restaurant is now open on Asher, just west of University in the Kmart Center. Same plush atmosphere, red carpets, same red phones for VIP service in the comfort of your own booth, same excellent dinners or delicious snacks. For takeout orders, phone ahead or use our VIP hotline from your car. Eat there once, you'll keep going back to One-Eyed Jacks.
K-A-A-Y on the go.
Here's John Wesley Riles, the first at 10 before 7.
Hey, with all your singing talent, back in Houston, Nashville's all you talked about.
Yeah, John Wesley Riles, number one, and that's K from Music City. 7 before 7 a.m. right now.
First Federal has a tradition of being first. So now your January savings, in addition to quarterly earnings of 4.75%, will earn you 1,000 S&H green stamps if you save $250 or more by opening a new account or by adding to your present savings at First Federal, the pacemaker in savings institutions.
Portions of the moving sound of K-A-A-Y
are most mechanically
reproduced every day.
And next on the Charlie King Good Morning Friday Morning Session, we're going to feature the sound of Sly and the Family Stone and Everyday People.
Go fill her up, fat, fill up 66. Eat at McDonald's.
They've got a wonderful thing at Phillips, you see. Drive in for gas and get a hamburger free.
Whee!
Not just any burger will do. Phillips has got...
What have they got?
A McDonald's for you.
And me a hamburger free.
You and me a hamburger free.
Go fill her up. Go fill her up.
Want to treat the kids to a free McDonald's hamburger? Then go to your participating Phillips 66 dealer. With a minimum purchase, you'll get a coupon good for a free hamburger. You can save up coupons for the whole family where you see the free hamburger sign at Phillips 66.
Phillips has got...
What have they got?
A McDonald's for you.
And me a hamburger free.
You and me a hamburger free.
Go fill her up.
You're now Sly the Family Stone from 10.90 KAAY at the Charlie King Good Morning Program. 5 until 7 o'clock, Everyday People.
Sometimes I'm right, but I can be wrong.
Sly of the Family Stone, Everyday People from 10.90 KAAY. Stand by for Comex News on the Charlie King Friday Morning Program. Right now, a little Susie Q sound.
Little Rock, Arkansas. Comex News.
The ARCLA News, presented as a service of ARCLA Gas Company.
For cooling and heating,
cooking and drying,
water heating and outdoor lighting, today it's gas.
Good morning, this is Mike McCormick reporting. The Arkansas Legislative Council says the state's appropriation for the State Education Department for the next biennium should be more than $200 million. The council made the recommendation yesterday. The proposed appropriation does not provide for a hike in teacher salaries, however. The council also adopted a new salary scale that would provide higher salaries for lower echelon employees and salaries at a continuing level for upper echelon employees. Aiko Boyd was named mayor of Little Rock yesterday by the new city manager board during a meeting closed to newsmen. Boyd succeeds Martin Burkett, whose term expired. Warren Baldwin Jr. was named assistant mayor. The court-appointed receiver of the National Silica Company at Nasco in Izard County, Raymond Paget, has been found in contempt of court by U.S. District Court Judge J. Smith Hindley. Paget turned up in Little Rock yesterday after a three-month absence from the state. Hindley said that Paget had failed to give a satisfactory explanation of why he had ignored court orders to file his final accounting. W.T. Lewis of Mark Tree was injured fatally after being partially buried while working on a sewer project in southwest Little Rock yesterday. Officials said the 40-year-old Lewis, an employee of the Worth James Construction Company, was working in a 15-foot hole when one wall of the hole collapsed. Lewis reportedly was buried up to his waist, but talked to workers. Officials said he complained of pains in his legs. He was dead on arrival at a Little Rock hospital. The Pulaski County Election Commission has voted 2-1 to hire a Republican as a staff employee. The two Republican members of the commission voted yesterday for the hiring, and the lone Democratic member, Luke Mormon Jr., voted against it. Mormon said he would ask County Judge Frank Mackey to cut off funds to the commission's office in the courthouse. Mormon said that if Mackey turned him down, he would take the request before the county quorum court. The State Education Department's consultant to local school boards, Earl Willis, says that resistance to desegregation apparently stiffened during the 1968 presidential campaign, particularly in about 50 Arkansas school districts with a predominance of Negro students. Willis expressed the opinion that this was in hope that desegregation guidelines might be softened with the election of Richard Nixon as president. Tonight will be the big night for one of 20 beauties from the nation's 13 cotton-producing states. She'll become the 1969 Maid of Cotton and begin a year of travel around the world. More than 5,000 persons, many of whom will be top executives of the cotton trade, are to be present at Memphis Auditorium tonight. They'll see the final round of judging and watch the 1968 Maid of Cotton, Susan Holder of Jackson, Mississippi, crown her successor. American headquarters in Saigon reported today that U.S. B-52s have made their heaviest strikes in South Vietnam in 3 weeks. Almost 1,000 tons of bombs rained down on red targets northwest of Saigon, and nearly 500 tons more struck the U Minh Forest deep in the Mekong Delta. Another hijacking today. An Eastern Airlines jet with 146 persons aboard has been hijacked to Cuba. The plane with 138 passengers and an 8-member crew landed in Havana shortly after 1 o'clock this morning. There's been no word on when it, or if it, the passengers will be returned. The plane was a giant DC-8, which the Cubans generally refuse to let take off with passengers aboard because their airport does not have long enough runways. As a rule, the planes are refueled and the crew flies them back with the passengers returning on other flights later. Some 200 state, federal, and local authorities are searching for four persons who escaped from the Hinds County Jail in Jackson, Mississippi. The prisoners, including one sentenced to life in prison for criminal assault, took the sheriff and two others as hostages, but they released them unharmed an hour and a half later. The Navy has been relieved of responsibility for fuel destined for American troops and planes in Southeast Asia. This comes after disclosures that at least 5.5 million gallons of petroleum destined for American units in Thailand was stolen in 1967 alone. The Navy had sole responsibility for gasoline and lubricants delivered to the area, and a Navy source says now it has been turned over to the Army. Today is the opening of the 91st Congress, and the spotlight will be on the tight race for Senate Democratic Whip, post now held by Russell Long of Louisiana. Senator Edward Kennedy is battling for the spot with liberal and moderate support, and although Long claims he's going to win, Kennedy's people figure the youthful Massachusetts senator has it sewn up. A poll taken last night indicates it could go either way. Unless a settlement is reached today, 60,000 oil workers will walk off their jobs at midnight. Strike by the oil, chemical, and atomic workers over 435 oil company contracts was set for New Year's Eve. It was postponed when it seemed a break was in sight.
Hey, reports from the world of sports.
Southwest Missouri State led all the way and defeated Arkansas State 92-62 last night in a non-conference basketball game at Springfield, Missouri. Ron Brown and Chevley Haywood led Arkansas State, scoring with 14 points each.
Today it's gas for cooling and heating,
cooking and drying,
water heating and outdoor lighting. Gas does the big job best.
For year-round comfort in home or business, today it's gas. Big jobs or small, Arkla Servel Gas Air Conditioning does the job best. You can depend on economical gas for total comfort any time of year. Arkla Servel means instant selection of the climate you choose. Perfect cooling or heating at your fingertips, even during changeable weather. For the ultimate in home comfort you can afford, specify Arkla Servel Gas Air Conditioning. Available on easiest terms, no money down, and low monthly payments on your Arkla gas bill. Call Arkla for a free estimate and learn what's happening today in home air conditioning.
For cooling and heating,
cooking and drying,
water heating and outdoor lighting, today it's gas.
Cloudy with rain today and early tonight, with rain ending earlier tonight, clearing and much colder late today. For tomorrow, fair and cool. Today's high near 45, tonight's low near 20 degrees. Presently, winds are calm, barometer on the rise from 30.16. We have 44 degrees with light rain and cloudy skies in the capital city. This week's winner of the 1090 News Tip Award is Margaret Gibbs of North Little Rock. This is Mike McCormick with Communications Exchange News, an information service of the Len Broadcasting Corporation.
The Arkla News is a service of Arkla Gas Company.
Today it's gas
for cooling and heating,
cooking and drying,
water heating and outdoor lighting. Gas does the big job best.
Hear the Arkla News tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock.
Good morning to you. Welcome back to Music Now on the Charlie King Friday morning program. Sonny James and Born to Be With You at 9 after 7 a.m. right now. Cloudy skies overhead. Light rain, 44 degrees.
Hi, this is your Otasco man, reminding you that your car battery may be operating on borrowed time these frosty mornings. How can you find out before this happens? Just drive in for a free electrical system checkup here at Otasco. It takes only a few minutes. If your present battery is in good condition, we'll tell you so. But if your battery is not performing at top efficiency, we'll be happy to install a reliable new factory fresh long life battery. So don't wait till your battery suddenly fails. Make sure you're ready to go. Enjoy peace of mind driving. Get a free electrical system checkup here at your friendly Otasco store, where you can buy on easy credit terms.
Thank you. Here's your change.
You always save on home and car supplies at your friendly Otasco store. K-A-A-Y.
Oh, happy days to Dennis Willett of 5819 Woodlawn, Little Rock. He won $100 yesterday morning from 1090, the K-A-A-Y Mobile Money Cruiser. Hear now the sound of Arthur Connolly at 710. Oobla-dee, oobla-dee.
This one has a barrel in the marketplace. Molly is the singer and a band. Desmond said to Rico, on, yeah. La, 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 the light goes on. Everybody singing, ba-dee, ba-da. Light goes on, yeah. La, 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 the light goes on. Everybody, ba-dee, ba-da.
Arthur Connolly this morning from 1090 KAAY Oobla-Dee or something like that. 13 minutes after 7 a.m. right now. How are you today? Great weekend ahead of you? Hope so. We are.
Some of your best friends bank on us. You can feel safe to put your trust in
Commercial National. Secure and dependable.
So bank on us at Commercial National Bank.
The best place in town to get that money in the bank feeling is the savings window of Commercial National Bank. It's a good feeling and sensible to include saving in any plan for the future. When you think of saving, remember that every year more and more Little Rock people are discovering the convenient, practical way to build for the future through a Commercial National Bank savings account. So get that money in the bank feeling. Open your savings account at the main office or at one of the convenient branch offices near you. Commercial National Bank is a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
Commercial National, secure and dependable.
So bank on us at Commercial National Bank.
Razor Bank Weather Report.
Cloudy with rain today, early tonight, with the rain ending by tonight and turning much colder. Fair and cold tomorrow, the probability of rain decreasing to 30% today and 10% for tonight. Currently cloudy skies, 44 degrees, light rain and fog in the capital town. Here's Arkansas's own Glenn Campbell now. Wichita lineman at 7:15. Here's the big sound from Big Glenn Campbell and Tim Lytle, K-A-A-Y, for Friday morning, Wichita lineman. 17 now past 7 a.m.
Get the beer for the real man's man. Get the beer for the real beer fan. Get the taste, the
great light taste of one of the world's great premium beers.
Lone Star, brewed for the best people in the world, in the best country in the world. Is it any wonder Lone Star is one of the world's great premium beers? Lone Star. No other beer is more expensively made.
You deserve the very best. Nothing else, nothing less. Get the great light taste of Lone Star beer. You deserve the best. Nothing less.
All right, 7:19. Good morning to you, time on the Charlie King Wake Up Happy Session for Friday morning. And hang on for Herman's Hermits now.
The clearance sale at Tommy's Cambridge shop now includes a better-than-ever selection of regular $90 to $100 suits priced from $55 to $85. Another special is on sport coats that normally sell for $55 to $65, now only $44.90 to $51.90. A large group of selected items, also white shirts and sports shirts, are going for half price at Tommy's Cambridge shop, second floor at 5th and Main, or on the mall. Tommy has other Little Rock stores in Park Plaza, Southwest City Mall, and in North Little Rock at Valley High.
Looks like I'm into something good here now. It's 7:19. Good morning time. The Herman Hermits sound of the Charlie King program. Go get him.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special.
Annual dividends compounded quarterly, plus 1,000 top value stamps with your January deposits of $250 or more at Commonwealth Federal Savings and Loan.
Okay, let's see here now. The KAAY spotlight today is on Mr. Kenneth J. Hegel of number 315 Crystal in Little Rock. He's a Cessna airplane dealer located here in the capital city. Mr. Hegel has served as an instructor of fluid mechanics at the U.S. Naval Academy. He was an engineer in the Systems and Space Simulation Laboratory of McDonnell Douglas Corporation. He's a member of the Catholic Knights of America, the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics, and the Institute of Environmental Sciences, and a member of the Little Rock Rotary Club. So, KAAY salutes Mr. Kenneth J. Hegel for his outstanding contribution to Cowboys at Arkansas. Read that, Cole, baby, huh? 7:22 right now is the time. 44 degrees under cloudy skies, and no, not much, as we feature the sound of the smoke ring. One word in there I just can't say. Yeah, great new sound of the smoke ring from Tim Nido and the Charlie King Friday morning program at 7:25, and it's called No, Not Much.
Ask your participating Phillips 66 man how you can get a free hamburger coupon.
Go fill her up at Phillips 66. Eat at McDonald's.
They've got a wonderful thing at Phillips, you see. Drive in for gas and get a hamburger free.
Whee!
Not just any burger will do. Phillips has got...
What have they got?
A McDonald's for you.
And me a hamburger free.
You and me a hamburger free.
Here now the Classic Four at 7:26. Nice kind of sound called Stormy. The Classic Four, the sound of Stormy on 10-9 OKAAY on the Charlie King Friday morning program. And again, congratulations to Dennis Ouellette. Dennis Ouellette. That's close enough. 58-19 Woodlawn, Little Rock, won $100 yesterday when he was followed by the KAAY Mobile Money Cruiser. Get a sticker on your car. A KAAY For the People bumper sticker could be worth $100 to you.
Let's go, Kroger. Shoppers miss.
Start the new year right by shopping at Kroger for great food savings. In the meat department, fresh lean ground beef is just 49 cents a pound. Only one of the many Kroger values you'll find throughout the store. Kroger thanks you for your patronage during the past year and wishes for you and yours a most happy and prosperous new year.
KAAY, Little Rock, Arkansas. Comex banner lines at 30.
Good morning. This is Mike McCormick reporting. W.T. Lewis of Mark Tree was injured fatally after being partially buried while working on a sewer project in southwest Little Rock yesterday. Pulaski County Election Commission has voted 2-1 to hire a Republican as a staff employee. The Arkansas Legislative Council says the state appropriation for the State Education Department for the next biennium should be more than $200 million. U.S. B-52s have scored their heaviest strikes in South Vietnam in 3 weeks. And in Washington, the Navy has been relieved of responsibility for fuel destined for American troops and planes in Southeast Asia after huge thefts occurred. Miami, an Eastern Airlines jet with 146 persons aboard, has been hijacked to Cuba. Cloudy with rain today and early tonight, with rain ending for tonight, clearing a much colder late today. Today's high near 45, tonight's low near 20. Presently cloudy with light drizzle in the capital city and 44 degrees. This is Mike McCormick with Communications Exchange News and Information Service of the Lynn Broadcasting Corporation.
A hot sound and the swinging medallions on 1090 KAAY. Good morning, sound. Called Hey Baby, 27 now until 8 o'clock in the morning. Comex News once again in detail at 8 a.m.
First Federal has a tradition of being first. So now your January savings, in addition to quarterly earnings of 4.75%, will earn you 1,000 S&H green stamps if you save $250 or more by opening a new account or by adding to your present savings at First Federal, the pacemaker in savings institution.
26 minutes until 8 o'clock in the morning time, and here's Sonny James.
Only the lonely.
Dopamine adds to your fun. Dopamine's fun for everyone. Dopamine freshness, smoothness too. You will love it, millions do. Makes your mouth feel fresh and clean after meals and in between. Dopamine adds to your fun. Dopamine chewing gum.
Yes, you'll love the double fresh taste and double smooth chewing goodness of Double Mint Gum. That's why we say that chewing Double Mint doubles the pleasure of everything you do. So remember,
Double Mint adds to your fun. Double pleasure all in one. So delicious, great to chew. Treat yourself and your friends too. Tastes so good and lasts so long. Get some soon, you can't go wrong. Double Mint adds to your fun. Double Mint chewing gum.
You know, there are more winners every day. KAAY's mobile money cruisers are somewhere in the greater Little Rock area right now, possibly behind your car. Are you going to win $100 today? Well, you might. Get a KAAY for the People bumper sticker. Don't take any chances. Dennis Willett of 5819 Woodlawn, Little Rock, won $100 yesterday. Kind of sound. Tommy James of the Shondells, Crimson and Clover, 19 before 8 o'clock in the morning time on the Charlie King program. Want to say hi there this morning to Warren McIntyre. Glad to have you on board 1090 Radio.
Razorback Weather Report.
Cloudy with rain today, early tonight, with the rain ending by tonight sometime. Clear and much colder is in the forecast. Fair and cold for tomorrow. The probability of rain decreasing to 30% today and 10% for tonight. Bob Benton now.
I love how your eyes close.